Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to ring up Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there. How are you?
I am fine. Okay.
There was a little bit of hesitance.
Well, yeah. You know, it's one of those things, you know. It's just I'm starting to wear the knee brace now every other day because I have to get used to wearing that. And you have to put it on. There's 7 different straps, and you have to put it on a certain way. So you have to actually put it on by numbering the straps, strap 1 through 7. You have to put them on in that order. And then once it's on, there's one strap that has to go right behind the knee, right in that crevice behind the knee. Oh, damn, Pat, it takes me about 15 minutes to do this because it's such a great bendable brace that it goes, the top of it goes up almost to the 3/4 way up your thigh. And the bottom portion of it goes down to just about 8 inches above your ankle.
Wow.
So it's not the easiest thing to put on. So what I learned today is I'm not going to shower in the morning before I put it on, because after I came out of the shower and started to put it on, it was so frustrating. I started to sweat and get upset.
Right.
So
right.
So the shower is going to wait till I come home at noontime. I'm sorry. But we'll get away from that because we'll talk weather.
Right. And should just be a partly cloudy day today, 75 to 80. Some rain comes in tonight, light, 60. We have a chance of showers probably early tomorrow. Then some sun with a high going to 80. Partly sunny, more humid, 85 to 90 Friday and Saturday, and Sunday as well. And by Sunday, there could be a late-day thunderstorm. So really not a bad weather pattern for the first week of August.
No, and once again, it looks good for the class reunion, the 50th reunion for the class of 71, which is going to take place in Falls Village on Saturday.
Yeah, so, should be a typical August day. Are you going to be there?
I'm going to, the whole thing, I don't know how long I'm going to be there for, because walking around and stuff like that does sap my energy right now. I don't have as much energy because, well, first of all, I'm losing weight, so I'm only taking in 1,500 to 2,000 calories a day. And then second of all, it's tiring with the brace on and stuff, and learning to walk again. Again, what you have to remember, for the past year and a half, I've been using a combination of canes, walkers, and so now I'm getting used to, you know, you put your left foot out, you put your right, you know, walking.
Right.
And with crutches. So all that tends to drain my energy level. I'm not the Energizer Bunny, I can tell you that.
Okay, well, but that's still, all right, you're still on the mend.
Oh,
that
yeah,
is
oh,
the
yeah.
Most important thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, yeah. I want more news on your gas refrigerator.
All I know right now is that it will arrive at the store in New Jersey on the 16th, Monday the 16th. That means they'll deliver it to me on the 21st, Saturday.
Jeez, that's a thing. You should have bought it from Amazon.
I don't think they sell these.
Oh, sure they do.
Yeah.
I bet you they do. It's a gas refrigerator, gas-powered refrigerator, right?
Propane gas.
Yeah, okay. So let me just see here for a second.
I doubt it.
Let me just see here. Powered.
I never thought about it until Marshall just mentioned Amazon. Never thought about it, but I still wanted to go in person and order it.
They sell an RV refrigerator. Bottom freezer, platinum silver, $999. Compact propane fridge, quiet 1.4 cubic. That's a small one. That's $419. A three-way fridge, 2.1 outdoors and indoors, $549. Got a whole bunch of them here. How many cubic foot is yours?
I think it is either 7 or 8.
All right, they've got a 10 cubic foot one for $1,299.
It's cheaper than I paid.
Free shipping, and you would have gotten it by August 17th.
Oh, so this is 16th.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. But still, Amazon sells everything. I mean, you like to buy it. I'll be honest with you. We want to buy from local people, local merchants. It supports local jobs. There's no doubt about
right.
it.
Right.
But damn it, sometimes you have no choice but to go to them. It's almost like the devil. You know what I mean? They sell everything. They probably sell Bobby socks. Everything.
I'm looking at the refrigerator that you picked out, similar to the one that I picked out, but it's cheaper. It's $12.99. It's $12.99, so it is cheaper. I'm going down the list here. I don't even see the one that I got, which is called a Unique propane. But they do have quite a few.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Well, there you go. But anyway, so now we'll get back to the weather here. We're kind of in this nice summertime pattern. The dog days of August, will they be the same this year, or will they be affected like everything else?
I think they're going to be the same. I would definitely call this all what we're going into the dog days. No doubt about it.
You know, I am so depressed because it's dark in the morning now, and it won't be long before it's the middle of September, heading into October. And the real warmth will be gone.
Yeah. Well, as you notice, the days are already getting shorter.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And one more fly in the ointment. I got an email last night from a friend of mine who is in radio, and he works in Alaska. Okay. So I go. Of course, I get up early, so I'm just getting set to go into the shower around 3 o'clock this morning, and. This email comes from Paul Walker, and he says, Marshall, you should know that somebody was heard your AM radio station on the air in Pennsylvania last night. Now, we're meant to sign off at sunset, okay? We have automatic sign-on and sign-off. And so that shouldn't happen. So I very quickly sent an email to our engineer to go out there today. But I think it's funny that somebody in Pennsylvania posted this on some board, and a friend of mine who lives in Alaska sees it and sends me
that an email. Is really funny.
Talk about convoluted.
Gee.
So anyways, yeah, Paul is a nice kid. He's been in radio for a long time, and he's now ensconced running an NPR station in Alaska.
Wow.
And he sent some great pictures, like, 10:30 at night, where it looked like it was the middle of the day.
Yeah, well, that's what happens up there.
But anyway, so that was another weird thing. So we've got a lot, a busy weekend, Pat, this weekend. I mean, the Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair, they're having the opening, the digging of the turning of the turf. They're putting in the construction for the new Hotchkiss Library Edition in Sharon. Of course, tonight we have in Sharon the music. Tomorrow night in North Canaan at the VFW, they have music. Tomorrow night at Gear, there's music. Friday night in Norfolk, they have their... I mean, this summer now has turned into something last summer wasn't. So that's why the weather is so important now. It really is, because last year we didn't have to worry about the weather ruining everything because everything was canceled. But this year, all the outdoor things are going on.
True. They're supposed to have our annual picnic next weekend. I heard so far that there's not a lot of people sending in and buying tickets. I think they only have 50, which is, way below the average. And we just sent an email to the offices asking them if they want us to proceed with the dinner dance, which is going to be the middle part of September. Because with Delta... I don't know. I mean, a picnic is one thing. It's outside, but a dinner dance is inside. So.
And then you'd have to wear masks inside. In New York State, anyways, you would.
Yeah, well, this is New Jersey.
Well, probably not. Probably not.
So I have no idea where the offices said they would get back to us on Friday, so we'll find out what the story is there.
Decisions, 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 Pat.
That's what life is all about.
Decisions, decisions, decisions. And your team, the Mets, they're starting to really fall by the wayside here.
They are, huh?
Yeah. They're only a game and a half in first place now.
Wow.
Yeah. And the Yankees are having a terrible year.
Yeah, I heard about that. But at one point, they were thinking that the Mets could actually make it into the series.
Doesn't look that way now. But you never can tell. In sports, things can change overnight, Pat.
That's true, like weather.
Just like a hurricane watch.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, it's been quiet.
Very quiet. There's something off Africa, but right now we're not giving that too much of a probability of developing. So it is very quiet, but don't worry, folks. There's plenty of time for it to catch up.
If it's a quiet hurricane season, does that portend anything towards the fall and the winter, or no?
There are some relationships, but I would say I think not.
Yeah,
look at last year. Last year was an extremely active hurricane season, and I mean our winter wasn't all that bad. We had 3 weeks in February that all the winter weather was basically.
Yeah, we reached our seasonal total of snow in February because of February. You're right, and we had a few cold outbreaks, but not long ones.
Right. So,
who knows? All right, Pat. Well, we've got another day coming up tomorrow. Another day, another dollar.
That is true. You continue to mend.
All right, Pat, and I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.